ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden will call the big four congressional leaders to the White House Tuesday to discuss government funding and the bill that provides aid to Ukraine, say several congressional sources to ABC News. There could be a government shutdown on Friday. He's confident, says Ukrainian President Zelensky in the capital, Kyiv.
I think that the guys will decide, will make good decision for us.
Lawmakers are working to try to protect women and couples choosing to have frozen embryos. The clinics handling them in Alabama have temporarily stopped after the Alabama Supreme Court's decision that frozen embryos should be considered people. Beth Malizia with Alabama Fertility Specialists.
I think the Dobbs decision blew open a door, and we don't know what's on the other side of that.
18 weapons and operation sites of Yemen's Houthi militants were hit by rockets from the U.S. and allied forces today, according to the U.S. Central Command. This is ABC News. The man held without bail in the death of a 22-year-old nursing student in Georgia made his first court appearance yesterday, Judge Donerell Green.
Mr. Ibarra has been charged with malice murder, felony murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, obstructing an emergency call, and concealing the death of another person.
And now police say Jose Ibarra was arrested by Customs and Border Protection for unlawfully entering the U.S. and Texas in 2022 and paroled. And then last fall, Ibarra was arrested by New York City police and charged, but released after police say he was driving a moped without a license while his child was on board without a helmet. It's a little chilly, but dragons took a starring role at the Lunar New Year Parade in New York City's Chinatown. It's the year of the dragon in the Chinese zodiac. Hundreds of revelers filled the cold air. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hi, my name is...
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, Cat and the Hurricane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Good evening, everybody. Well, happy Saturday night. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, 3 locations in Madison, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the first powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. As always, we got a killer show for you tonight. We'll tell you all about it after a double dip of Secret Menu. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
It's 3 a.m. lying next to a lover or next to a friend, I don't know. But we fall asleep, start over again, making love so we can pretend that the cyclical fights that never stop have an ending. But we fall asleep, start over, ignoring all the calls from our family and friends.
They'll still be there in the morning. Alarm clock blaring, it's 8 a.m. in the same damn bed where we became strangers. Now we fall asleep, start over again to another beautiful memory.
Let me take a photograph with you this time.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Secret Menu and Underdeveloped 18 before that. Ooh, Secret Menu. They are awesome. They were in the studio live in the lair last week, and they were phenomenal. You can catch the podcast right now at maxincradio.com. They're also playing at the Anodyne Coffee Roasters in Milwaukee on March 15th and at the X-Ray in Cudahy on Thursday, April 25th. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight tonight. Joined by my good friend Rocker, who identifies himself as an icon.
As he should.
As he should.
Oh, Jimmy.
And filling in for the mighty Terry Barr tonight is KJ. What's up, KJ?
Yeah, not too much. You're talking about Secret Menu there that they were here last week. And I'm like, man, I should have filled in last week, too.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, man. They were... absolutely incredible. Incredible musicians, incredible performance. And they just sounded great. Full drum set in here. I mean,
it's hard for me to say this because, you know, I value every musician and every band that comes in here and donates their time to play live on the radio on our show. But last week's Secret Menu performance live in the lair was definitely a top 10 performance, if not a top 5.
Wow, that's yeah, saying was, something.
Well, and you know, we've done probably around 100 shows so far.
I was going to say, it's got to be at least 100.
There are 100 yeah. layers.
Plus all the live music that Dub and I did at the Wisco and the Jimmy K Show days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff there, and that's for me to say that.
Oh, you're even including it all the way back
I
then.
I really am, yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah. And it just keeps getting better. Like, you know, I'll just give you a little visual here. I've never seen this many microphones in this room before. So what's coming up later tonight is going to be pretty epic, too. So you can't go wrong with music
hit it.
Here.
You just hit it on the knob. Tonight, we're going to attempt to blow last week away.
Wow. Yes, I think and I think it may happen. I don't know.
But that's not until 9 o'clock. All of these mics we're not going to use until 9 o'clock, and Rocker's going to get more into that. What we do have coming up right away at 6:30, Rock of Ages. Have you guys seen Rock of Ages?
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
of course,
yeah. You're not going to tell that my dirty little secret that I have not seen it. And please don't tell director Dave Pausch. He's going to be here talking about the musical, which is actually coming to the Mitby Theater at Madison College. So that's going to be here, and he's going to be talking about that. He's here with Karen Sari as well. Then M. Shays is going to be in premiering their new single, How Lucky Are We?
Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, that happens at 7:15.
Have you heard the tracks?
I have not.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Oh, Jimmy always hears them before they premiere.
Well, he's Jimmy. I mean, you know, he's the gatekeeper for the show. Of course he's going to hear it first. And then he shares with us. The Whammies, the Wisconsin area music industry, their big show is coming up. They are in the middle of their voting right now. And the VP, Ron Books, is going to be on the phone with us at 7:30 to talk about that, how you can get involved, how you can vote, and all that jazz. And then, even though Terry isn't physically here, she's still here in her essence. We've got Bar Notes coming up at 8:15.
Wow, that is incredible. And then, Make Music Madison, Mary Rose Eckberg, the director, she's going to be in sowing the seeds of thinking about having a venue at this great festival coming up June 21st. We're going to hear all about it and the venue registration coming up soon. And then, Jimmy, I think this may do it, live in the lair. Tonight is the UW Mad Hatters. It's a 14-piece a cappella group. And we were doing the sound check. And I mean, oh my, they are amazing sounding. It's going to be unbelievable. And you might know one of their songs or two. They're pretty cool. And then, of course, Jimmy, Max Inc. Heavy. We're going to be introducing Michelle tonight.
Yeah, great interview with Michelle. And we're actually going to break some news tonight about Max Inc. Heavy and Michelle. Looking forward to that.
Awesome.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you can call or text right from the Civic Media app. KJ, just before we went on the air, I was like, hey, so what's new? And you're like, I'm going on vacation soon, and your destination
is
super excited about.
Where?
Never been. Going to Costa Rica.
Nice.
Whoa.
Yep. My husband's part-time punk band is playing a couple shows down there in San Jose.
How do you get a gig down there?
Just lucky, I guess.
So wait, you're going to Costa Rica to play music?
I get to be in the audience and listen to my husband and his band, The Contractions, play music.
The Contractions.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that is going to be some fun. We're gonna see some sloths, and we're going to eat some beans and rice, and I just think it's going to be fantastic. So,
Oh, man. Costa Rica. That I love traveling. Do you watch travel blogs?
I've seen some, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm none on Costa Rica, though. I've supposedly got a week and a half to get on that.
You know what? Nothing better when you know where you're traveling. Go on YouTube or whatever video and find travel blogs and watch them. They're very helpful. They give you kind of an insight and a good and pitfalls to watch out for while you're traveling to that particular area. I've done that many times. Almost every destination I've gone to, travel blogs on YouTube.
Awesome. Thanks
My favorite
that.
Was always Anthony Bourdain.
He was awesome. I mean, he was the king of travel blogs,
his
of course.
His was the best. When I went to Iceland, I watched his. Was really one of the only ones out there on Iceland. And so it was pretty informative. We knew a lot of stuff before we got there. We knew to watch out for the shark.
If you like trains or first-class travel and airplanes, Jeb Brooks is a great one to look for on YouTube. Great travel blog.
This will not be a first-class air flight. Well,
Mary Rose, she's coming in, and she was telling me she has a couple of exotic places that she had traveled to. So I want to find out from her, you know, where she's been around the world, because she's quite the world traveler.
You know, if you like travel, we'd love to hear where you've traveled or some of your best trips or where you're excited to go. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Let's do that while we go to Durango Town. Electrophonic on Max Inc. Radio.
I woke up to find myself left outside here in the open. No words were spoken when I arrived. Just hours before, I was dancing with some señorita. Dying to meet her on the floor. The music and motion could bring out some new found devotion. Unwanted commotion from prying eyes. Taking my cues from those brands. Left outside here in the open. No words.
were spoken when I arrived. Just hours before I was dancing with some señorita, dying to meet her on the floor. The music and motion could bring out some newfound devotion.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
On Civic Media, we are local music with the American Dead. That is Gunner. The American Dead, they're one of those iconic rock and roll bands from Madison. They've been around for a long time. And they got a Kickstarter out right now. You can make a special contribution for, you make a contribution to go toward their compilation album that's in the works right now. More information about this is on their Facebook page, or you just search for Kickstarter American Dead. Help the brothers out, you know? How you doing? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. KJ filling in for Terry Barr. We're going to talk Rock of Ages. That's happening at the Mithy Theater at MATC here in Madison shortly. We'll give you all the details about that. Plus, we got music on the way from Altered 5 Blues Band. That's all coming up on Max Inc. Radio.
Rod, Brandy, Cow Chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-Lakepoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
As an owl, sly as a fox, stubborn as a mule, strong as an ox. But I'm poor as an alley cat without you. Let me keep the best. I'm skilled with my hands, sharp with my tongue, lean on the waist, light on my feet.
tough as nails, crafty as a jigsaw, rugged like a wrench. But I'm trapped in a vice grip because of you. Lord, I'll give back all the rest. Just let me keep the best. Lord, I'll give back all the rest. Just let me keep the best. Lord, I'll give back all the rest. Just let me keep the best.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, Altered Five Blues Band there. And stick around later on. Max Inc. Heavy is coming up. And Michelle's going to join us. And we got some breaking news that you're going to want to hear. It's very exciting. Max Inc. Heavy tonight at 10 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I want to rock! Rock!
A small town girl and a city boy meet on Sunset Strip while pursuing their Hollywood dreams. That is the liner for the 2012 movie Rock of Ages, responsible for bringing 80s glam rock to a new generation. I couldn't talk my daughter into listening to Metallica, but Def Leppard, Twisted Sister, and Journey were now firmly on her radar, albeit a slightly different version than I remember. One Broadway show, Rock of Ages, is coming to the Mitby Theater at Madison College from March 1st through March 9th, and it's directed by Dave Pausch. Dave Pausch and Karen Sari, they are here to tell us all about it. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So, who is your favorite rock band of all time?
Oh, boy.
That's a loaded question.
I have been a long time. So, I am in, like, it's funny. I was a really big like heavy metal head when I was an early teens, but then I moved into punk and indie, and my favorite band for 25 years has been Guided by Voices.
Karen?
I'm going to have to go with, it's a toss-up between The Who and Queen.
What do your kids listen to?
Show tunes. Almost exclusively. Yeah, constantly.
Wow, okay, well... Dave, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became the director of Rock of Ages.
Well, I've been doing theater in Madison since the late 90s, basically, in a variety of capacities. So I was involved in the Bartell Theater when it first opened in the late 90s. Mm. I've been involved in community theater there, and then I've kind of moved into, I've had my own theater companies, a couple different ones. The Bricks Theater was the one that had the most kind of play for a while. Now I've moved into kind of more educational and professional theater. I've worked with Forward, CTM, done a lot with Madison College. I'm also the theater director at La Follette High School.
It seems like there's I've known a number of people doing radio that done theater here in Madison. Sure. And it seems like theater here in Madison is very welcoming and it's very easy to get into.
It absolutely is. It's a long-standing community that's very pretty close-knit. People know each other. And that kind of goes from the people that are doing like community work all the way to the people that are doing the professional work. The kind of all, it all dovetails.
Mm-hmm. And one other place, if I may jump in, the Bartell Theater. That place has been in Madison forever. It's kind of a legendary theater in Madison, right?
And like I said, I mean, the first show I did at the Bartell was the second year it was open, which was what, 98?
Wow.
Back when, after you get done with the show, you'd walk out of the theater and there was nothing to do down in the square. Right?
Oh, right. Yeah.
It was pre-old-fashioned, right, if you can believe that.
Dang.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about Rock of Ages, the musical, and what makes it different from the movie? Or is it even different from the movie?
Well, so I heard, KJ, I heard you say earlier, Dirty Little Secret, mm-hmm, that you've never seen the movie. I have to admit that I've never seen the movie either. So maybe Karen can answer
not
this
alone
question.
Yeah.
Well, full confession, I haven't seen the movie either. And the thing is, that's, it's actually, that is something that I try not to do if I am actively working on a play okay. that there's a movie version of, because the stage version of something and the film version of something are going to be two completely different entities, sure. right? So you take take another musical like you know, Sweeney Todd, right? So there was this long loved dark musical, and then a film version comes out made with Johnny Depp. Everybody who loves the stage version pans the film version. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, to be fair, these are two different genres.
Right. You can't even compare
different
them.
Audiences.
Apples
to an
and kumquats.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apples and kumquats. I like that.
So will you see the movie after you've done the musical?
I probably will. I think okay. what happened with the movie, too, is like both of our kids were born in the early 2010s. So it came out in 2012, and I wasn't seeing any movies at
no.
that point.
No, you
if
weren't.
I was, they were animated, right? If it wasn't Pixar, now had Pixar made Rock of Ages, maybe then I would have seen it.
Ooh. That could be fun.
That would be really fun, I think.
So do you have different music in the musical then to sort of bring it a little more to today?
No, I mean, it's the same sort of thing. I mean, it's all, most of the music is from the 80s. It's the musical is really kind of a parody of 80s hairband culture and 80s hairband videos, right? I mean, I think the music probably really extends from the late 70s. I think Too Much Time in My Hands by Styx is in it. I think that was probably 79 rocker, I'm guessing, right
yeah.
about there.
Right. Yeah.
And then I think we kind of sneak into, I think the most recent song is Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
I would actually say it's probably Extreme, more than Words.
I was going to say, I saw some 90s songs.
Early 90s. But most of them, like, you know, Harden My Heart by Quarterflash is in it. There's a couple Journey songs.
These are all favorites.
I Wanna Rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a jukebox musical. You know.
The performers are younger kids, right? Are you college age or?
For the most part, they are. There are quite a few Madison College students in it. There's also quite a few people. We've had a really interesting experience because a lot of people have come and auditioned to do a lot of work down at the Stoughton Theater.
Okay.
And from that area. And then, you know, there are a few people that aren't college age. A good friend of ours, Bart Terrell, is playing the father of one of the characters, and he's not college age. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Bart's probably listening right now, so he would expect me to make fun of
him
on the radio, and I have.
How does a non-student become involved with this?
Well, and I mean, I think what happens, especially with Madison College, is a unique kind of situation, and Karen is the kind of runs the theater programming there now. And you kind of get an interesting mix of students are studying theater at Madison College combined with community people. So this is the fourth production I've been involved in the last 2 years. Third one I've directed, I acted last fall. And so what you end up getting is you get a lot of seasoned theater artists that come in and do shows and then almost take a mentor position towards some of the students that are doing the shows.
Cool.
And so you kind of, it's a cool environment. It's a cool experience. It's not complete educational theater, but at the same time, it functions that way.
It definitely is, especially when we think about the guest artists, because I'm the only theater faculty at the college, and so we don't have other faculty that can teach the technical trades to those students. And so when we hire guest artists, that's actually part of their contract, that if a student raises their hand and says, I really want to learn more about set design, or I want to learn more about sound design, we ask that there be some learning opportunities.
Nice.
Okay, come with me for a couple hours and I'll show you what I do.
Come on under my wing. Let me show you some tricks.
Right. So we've got, I mean, our lighting designer is the technical director over down at the new My Arts facility, where right there.
I can't wait to see the inside of that thing.
Yeah, I mean, we've got our lead carpenter, you know, he's been a professional theater tech for 40 years, things like that. So it's a really interesting thing.
Well, let's talk about your local trombonist extraordinaire, Jamie Kember. People may know him from The Big Payback, but he's the music director for Rock of Ages. So you got, you know, local celebs in there. Tell us about him.
We do. Well, Jamie's a great guy. Jamie and I actually both also work at La Follette because he is the band director at La Follette, and he works at Madison College.
See how that all works out?
He's kind of a big deal.
Wow.
Yeah. Jamie's a great guy. He's pulled a really cool band together. Beyond Jamie, I think we were telling you this, there's a few, and we have other local artists, music artists.
We have Annalise Howell, who...
Oh, yeah, German art students.
Right? Exactly.
Andrew Rowan from VO5 has been involved in that. So it's been really cool.
And Megan Randolph, who's the founder of founder and artistic director of Music Theater of Madison, also helped with some of the vocal coaching.
Yep.
All right. So all these people coming in, all these pros coming in to help. So you, Dave, as the director, what's left for you to do?
Well, as the director, especially with a show like this, I mean, I always say, like, I'm the captain of the ship. You know, I don't make all the decisions. I make all the final decisions, but I don't do all the work. But, I mean, especially with a musical like this. So when I'm directing, like, a non-musical play, I really, most of the work that happens on stage is mine. Like, I've worked with all the actors. I've helped tell the story. I set the, you know, develop the theme for the show. But with a musical like this, I mean, there's choreographers, there's music directors, there's the band, there is all kinds of different things. And I just kind of help corral that and make sure we're all pointed in the same direction. And I kind of give the entire production vision. So they kind of go with, I kind of give them an idea of where we want to go, and they go, they take it there. Yeah.
That's a great story. Sounds like a great time at the Mithy Theater, Rock of Ages, at the Madison College, Friday, March 1st. The show runs through March 9th. If people wanted to get more information, get tickets, how do we do that?
Okay, they can go to madisoncollege.edu/rockofages, and that will take you to a page on our events calendar, and there will be, just click the buy tickets link and choose a showtime. I will add too that students get it. Madison College students get in free with their one card. So
nice.
Free is good.
And I mean, if you come, feel free to sing along, have a good time. You know, no, don't light your lighter.
Right?
We can't do that anymore.
Okay.
But you can
bring a picture of
exactly.
a lighter.
You can't light your lighter anymore.
not in the Mithy Theater. Yeah, sorry. I think everybody holds up their phone
first.
Now, right? Isn't that what they do? Yeah. They all hold up their phone.
Yeah. Oh, boy, times have changed.
Dave, Karen, thank you so much for coming in, telling us about Rock of Ages. Once again, happening March 1st at the Mithy Theater at MAT Madison College, some Madison's east side. Thank
first
you so
through
much.
The 9th, right?
Yes.
First
through
the 9th.
Six
awesome.
Performances.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate
you
all. Let's do some mascot theory. It's Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music.
Don't. die before I wake. Be my anchor, something I can take.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There's a story there that's full of color. There's a sparkle on you coming from the other side. I'd like to touch in you. Whatever it is at this distance, true. Every place is out there made by others. Cause we have really a touch the world.
Sync Radio with Ray and Stern and Welcome Home. Thanks to Dave and Karen for coming in and telling us about Rock of Ages. That was a really cool play happening at the Mythe Theater. All right, coming up next hour, we got a double dip of M. Shays. She's going to come in the studio and we're going to debut a brand new song. Looking forward to that. Plus, we're going to talk about the whammies next hour with Ron Brooks. Plus your phone calls or text 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. It's Lady Bird on Max Inc. Radio.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Digging my grave before I'm gray. They say I'm wasting my life away. It's better than noonday. And I build it up and tear it down. Gravel and rocks and another go around. Man, I know I gotta let it go. I got the same old problems. With one foot in the grave. It's easy to see I can't be who you want me to be. Just waiting on the other shoe to fall. Hell, I confess, yes, it was me. So lock me up and throw away the key. And oh, darling,
should've known. Maybe I'm better off all said and done. Just leave me in the desert so I can feel the sun. Filling my grave before I'm green. They say I wasted my life away.
Sync Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Sync Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at MaxSyncRadio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at MoveToMadison.com. Max Sync on Civic Media. We are local music.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
It's Oscar season, and since the awards started in 1929, more than 3,000 Oscars have been awarded, but only 60 have been won by Black actors. The first Black woman to win Best Lead Actress was Halle Berry for the film Monsters Ball in 2002. Denzel Washington earned Best Lead Actor for Training Day also in 2002, marking the first time both of the top Oscars were won by African Americans. That hasn't happened since. Listen for more Black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.